Kaifes. Shesarkoi v'chir kimoi v'asol fonim. What is a kaifes? Let's maybe jump right away to the pictures. To the pictures. So Mishnah Tess. Mishnah Tess, where pictures go all the way until next page. So we did already this. That was yesterday. We're up to picture 668. Kaifes. Kaifes is Koras Eitz Ova Shadain Lo Hiskina Liyeshiva. It is a beam, a very nice beam. Look at that. Nice piece of wood that is. Okay, that has not yet been prepared. I'm sorry, I apologize. I didn't get you the Mishnah. They went to the store yet.
Okay,
I never had a chance to go.
It's good. I like when we share it anyway. This way, we end up sharing it anyway. You don't have to pile up on it.
Yeah.
It's better this way. This way, we probably pay more attention like that.
Koifes Sabim, Koiras Eitz Ova Shadain Lo Hiskina Li Yeshiva, that has not yet been prepared for sitting down. Okay. Vachamcham say Mitaharin Ad She Yochoik. I only bought one. He only had one. And I bought this. And
I understand, but don't bother buying the other one.
The Chum say Mitarnat She Yochoik 680. It's a specialty item. That's why they only have one in the store.
Oh, no. So we said that a kaifes is a piece of wood that's not ready to be sitting.
Yes, that has not yet been prepared for sitting. The Chum say now that's 6 6. What's 669? Now we get. Sometimes he puts on the. He moves it around to make space. Now kaifes shesarkoi v'karkamai v'asa upon him. Sark means to paint the karkamai. What does that mean? Adayin leichokak es mokam hamayshav. Tzir es hakoira tziyudim tziyum with images. Itzava b'karkum karkum is circle karkum. Circle means you make images. You etch out. You chisel. You chisel beautiful designs on this beam, or you paint it. Okay. Adayin lechokak es mokem hamoishav. Tzir. Tzir means you design. Ala koira tziyudim. You paint it. The karkum, karkum is a type of paint. Okay, now Sylvie here is a dying lechok asamakam moshova achilika koifes. If you smooth, okay, here it says if you smooth the pnei koifes, let's say slemar yofet to make it look nice. You smooth the beam on the sides top in order to make it look nice. Ali day ma'isav gila b'daita sharehu miyachides hakoifes liyeshiva. Through your actions, you reveal that you are designating this piece of wood as a place to sit. You've done an action to show that what your purpose is, the ultimate goal, but you have not yet done a ma'isa to prepare it to actually sit. You have not yet done a ma'isa to the beam itself to make it a place to sit down.
Rabbi Akiva, like over here, you haven't done the finishing act.
No, you're doing a ma'isa. You're saying there are two different types of ma'isa. There's a ma'isa that shows that what your ultimate goal is,
yeah.
But you have not yet done the main
that
work.
That already we've seen over here, no?
Chorus
8, Ava, Shadayin Loi, Siknu Yeshua.
Just Koifes. Just telling you what it is. It's a piece of wood that has not yet been prepared. It's raw. This is completely raw. Picture 6, 7 days. A completely piece of raw material. Here you've already begun. You've done a ma'isa. What is the ma'isa? You have etched images, or you have painted it. You have etched images onto the piece of wood. You painted it, but you have not yet, or you smoothed it, but you have not yet went and chiseled out a place to sit down upon. So there are two different types of ma'isim. There's a ma'isa of just sanding it or painting
designating it. Designating
it. And then there's a ma'isa
off the tree.
No, that's not enough, it seems. It seems cutting off the tree is not enough because you can use it for multiple purposes.
Putting it aside into the room where I'm going to do the work.
That's not enough, it says. He says it's not enough. You have to do
this
a ma'isa. Right, that's not enough. You have to do a ma'isa over here of tzir, of making images,
no,
or painting.
Over here, what's this ma'isa here?
Nothing, that's nothing. All that is a piece of wood. Yeah, cut off the tree, that's it. He cut off the tree, that's it. That's all he did. He cut off the tree, nothing more than that. Here you've done at least two of mice. Tzir, al ha-kore, tzirim, or some of you paint it. Bekarkoim. In this picture over here, you have smoothed it. And what does it say? It says, al yidei ma'isav gila b'dayta sharehu miyacheres ha-kofes li-yeshiva sitting avul adayin lo yoso b'y ma'isav ha-mechinoi li-yeshiva. You have not done a ma'isav that prepared it for your sitting. L'Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, kavaruhu mekabal tumma, according to Rabbi Akiva, sri mekabal tumma, u'lechacham tor, according to Rabbi Akiva, sri mekabal tumma, u'lechacham tor. Okay? That's the God Zach. Let's see the next picture. Picture 681. We have Sal v'Hakala.
Did you skip one?
What would we skip? We did that already yesterday. Did we? Oh, no, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. Chacham b'tar madshe yachoik until you actually chisel out the inside. Rak yichok is yachin as a makam amayushav. Yichok means to prepare the place where you sit down. Rak maisa bo, rak misha also by maisa hamachshiroi li yeshiva. You do a maisa in the beam that I'm actually prepared for the siva. Atzma harezim kabutoma lechachomim. Faita. Okay, we have a basket. Let's show you the basket over here. A basket with psal. The psal is vechakolo shemolon tevet imuchun. You fill it with tevet, straw imuchun, or soft stuff. Imuchun is feathers. Hasal basket, mole bimuchun, viroi lishamish kemoishav. Ah, when you have this basket, you can sit down. If you fill it up with straw, or you fill it up with soft stuff, you can now sit down upon it as a chair. So it says here, afal pishu yachin es hasal yeshiva loy nas hasal moisha ve'inu kavutuma nidras kozman shalfi hasal popokus ve'uyim amuchan lilotzes. In this instance, even though you feel it, you know, ultimately you want to make it into a chair. This is our goal. Our goal is you're going to seal the top. You're going to take some material and you're going to put it on top to make a seal. But until you put the seal on top, it's not yet called a kli. It's not yet called a kli. Midrash, even if you filled up the basket with straw or with soft material. Okay, even though you put the stuffing has been added, but you did not stitch it shut. Do you ever make chicken, stuffed chicken? Did you ever put in...
Not stuffed chicken.
What do you put inside? What do you do? What do you put in the stuffed chicken?
Rice.
What do you put into
rice.
What do you, rice. And then you have to stitch it. You have to close it.
You got to close it. You stitch it?
What?
But you think you're going to be all day and do that?
You have to stitch it closed.
What do you think? It's just the olden times?
So it says over here, Kozman shel pi asal pachos meruim muchel tzis adayin asal mishamesh kikli kibul.
My wife has to invite you for yanti.
Tell your wife, thank you so much.
Great.
I'm flattered. Okay. So here we have over here a basket. The basket over here is full of soft stuff and it's full of straw. And so it's still not like cold man. Shepi hasal posuach uruuyim hamuchon lotzeis, and it's fit to come out. Adayin hasal meshamish kli kibul v'loy k'moishav. It's a kli kibul. This is a kli kibul, and it's not a chair. Ubatla daitoy eitzel kol adam, and mimeil it's not called a chair. Ubatla daitoy eitzel kol adam. Okay, now here.
What are you trying to learn from this basket? I don't get it.
This basket, you ultimately, what is your ultimate goal? Your ultimate goal is to make this into a chair. You're going to make this? Yes, like this. And the way you make it into a chair is you fill it up with soft stuff. What do you fill it up with? Either straw or with down.
Feather.
Or whatever. And then you seal it. So here we have a situation where it's not yet been sealed. The question is, I can still sit down, and if I want, if I can sit, no one's going to stop me. No one's going to stop me if I try to sit down on it. It's not called a chair. Now, but let's say sorak espiasal bigmi oy bimishicha. If you seal it, you sorak, you close it with gemi, with grass, oy bimshikho the cord, nasa hasal moshav, now becomes a chair, umikabel tumas midras. Now it is complete. It is complete, it's become midras. Now, ein ha teven ha viamuchon yuchon lipol nasa sal oymeid liyeshiva nad teven, and the muchon cannot fall out. The sal becomes oymeid liyeshiva, it's now fit for sitting down. Okay, is that good?
Good.
Okay, so let's see now all the pictures inside mit Mishnah test. Koifes the beam that comes off the tree. Shes serukoi. Serukoi means paint. Srak.
You think that means the paint, or that you took off the tree? That you cut down?
No, it does not mean you cut it down.
Tziura, designs.
And I think you could make a tzir, means you go and you take a chisel, you make little designs.
No.
Like, I don't know.
I think you just fashion it into this block.
Possibly.
Ready for sitting.
But I think he says this. More. He makes, I don't know, maybe, okay, whatever, fine. You did a maisa in order to shape it.
Right.
That's how he ties towards serukai.
Right.
Okay, the chiruk was to paint it. The aso ponim, and you make it into ponim. What does it mean, ponim? We'll see in a moment. You make it into a shape. Okay, we'll see. Let's just get the words first. We'll go with the Rav. Upon him. Rabbi Akiva Tami.
This is all really one case.
Of course. This.
It's one case.
Okay.
It's one case.
The paint. That means the paint. The
Chirkmo.
Or Vaso upon him. Let's see the Rav. pesaloi b'matzat. You chisel it with a chisel. The hishvahu and you do a hidney and you a planer. You take one of those planers, those nice curls. You ever see one of those planers?
Yeah.
You go and make those nice curls, right? So that's a hidney.
Construction. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I don't want to go into construction. Why do you keep on telling me to go into construction?
I know guys who are in construction make a lot of money. You're very talented when it comes to building things, understanding, comprehending. What they do, R15, R19.
R19, R19. Shayyu nirim loy panim yafim shalukah. It says, "Have a beautiful panim."
If I call you, if something goes wrong in the house, you can come and help me fix it. David hat the mayor hat the day. Don't forget.
Okay, weiter.
Yeah, kofet shak of a chiv with us upon him, and what's us?
You make it into a nice shape, make it beautiful, beautiful, make it beautiful.
So this is Tommy.
Yeah, well, he's elaborating.
No,
this is not enough. This is just a war. This is a war log. Sheseriko. Here's Sheseriko on the bottom. You did a maisa. It says tzir. That's not showing you what you did, but you did a maisa. This is too raw. Everyone agrees this is not enough. This is not enough. You have to do a maisa.
But this is one case. There's a comma here. Koyfet Sheseriko.
That's this. What is Sheseriko? What is Sheseriko?
You smeared it with stuff.
Sino, that's
Tzira.
Tzira. So right, so did you do the Tzira over here yet? In picture 678, did you do the Tzira yet?
No, but it's still good.
So it's Tahar.
Kofesh Sheseriko, V'chirkma, V'asai Panim, Rabbi Kiva Matame.
Right. But you have to at least do a Maisa. You have to one of three Maisim in order to make a Tame Kofesh Rabbi Kiva. You must either do Sheseriko, or you must do
Kirkma. Sheseriko means you shaped it.
No, I think it's Tzira. I don't know what Tzira means to make a design.
No.
Yeah, Tzira in the Gemara always means you etch a design. You take a little chisel and you make a little design.
Okay, so he's saying he made a dying like Chokak, it's a mocking.
Tzir, Allah Kakar Tzirim.
You painted it.
That's the second part.
Or you painted it.
You painted it.
Okay,
you least you did a maisa. Or you make it panim. Here's the panim. Panim means you didn't go. Chirkumai is paint.
It was painted. Okay. Was upon him.
Or you didn't make it ground corners. You make it straight corners and you smooth it. Hichlek. You make it beautiful.
Square,
you make it smooth. Smooth, you like it a nice smooth. So Rekiva is Matam, Bacham Matam, add Shayachoik, but until you go and you etch out, you go and you chisel out a place to sit down. Hasal, a basket of a hakol, two different types of baskets, one is small, one is large, Shemilon, Tevin, Moichin. You fill up with straw or with soft things. Moichin means things that are soft, like wool or like down. His skin on the yeshiva doesn't make a difference. Who cares? You can do everything more to the basket. It's only his skin on the yeshiva, which means if you go and you take a seal, and you stitch it shut. Okay, his skin on the yeshiva. To Hirin. If his skin on the yeshiva, he'll see the room in a moment. Tyrant. Sargon begami only when you seal it with gemi, with reed. With a cord, then to main. Let's see all the rabs. The rab koyfes chaticha seitz avap ruchav, a very thick piece of wood. Haki mashra beperushim b'tar sefta. According to the sefta, this mashra thick piece of wood. Serkoi tziroi v'chir kamoi tziroi b'karkam. You paint it. V'asa b'ifonim pesolai d'matza. You chisel with a you bang away with a chisel. The hishvahu birhitni, or you make it smooth with a planer. Sheyihiyu nirim loyponim yofim. It should look beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
We learned that before.
Okay, are we giving a tame? Why?
Ponim chadosh is balakan. We learned that.
Ponim chadosh.
That's what makes it tame.
Rabbi Kiva Matame, the moishav we to call the yotzeh v'chametarim a tongue twister.
Right.
It is like a piece of wood. At sheyachoyk until you pull out.
What?
until you do this.
Until you engrave it.
You make an etching, it'll make good. Until you chisel out a place to sit down. Next. His kina on liyeshiva to chayrim.
Didn't say that, is it?
What?
Oh,
that's the next part. You make it with a basket, you fill it up.
That's right here.
Just because you fill up and you make it ready, midrash, it's still tar lefi she'ein asuin liyeshiva, even though you prepared it. It's on the way, it's still tahar from midrash, lefi she'ein asuin liyeshiva, bot ladaita eid silkal adam. Even though your kavan is, I'm going to sit down upon it, your das is bottle, because people do not sit down on baskets. A normal, healthy mind.
Okay, I get it.
But let's say, sergon begemi, al pihen, reed cloth, kederch shemesargenes ham hamitois, like beds. Temeim, de ein hateven vamuchon yecholim lipol, now it can no longer fall out, vechose li yeshiva. Okay? Are we good here, sir?
Yeah.
So let's chaz the Mishnah. We got the whole Mishnah now. Koifes, a beam, a chunk of wood, shesserukoi, which you have etched beautiful designs. Like, look at the smokoim. The smokoim has a lot of wood. Look at the molding. Look at those moldings. The moldings have been serukoi, have been etched with designs. The chirukoi have been painted. Or vasop fonim, or it's been made beautiful. It's been smooth. Rabbi Kiva Matame. It's good enough. Good to go. Matame, mimele, it's going to be called the Tomitumas Midros. Until you actually make the bucket. Make the buckets. Right? Hasal, the akal to the basket, shemil and tevin and moichin. You fill it with straw and moichin. The yis and his skin, the yeshiva. And I decide that I'm going to sit on it. You can go all you want. Because bata died to eitzel kaladam. But sergon, the gemi, if you go and you seal it with gemi with reed, oivim shicha, with a cord, temein. Then it's tame, because by putting a gemi,
what's a sergon mean?
You seal it.
Seal it.
You make a what?
Gemi is glue.
Gemi is reeds. Reeds.
Is like
reeds.
Glue.
No reeds. You go. It's
how
material.
How do reeds seal something?
It's like woven reeds. Look. It's woven. You take the reeds and it goes back and forth. It's like it's material. You buy it in the store. It's material. It's been like a cover. It's material. Okay. You see this? A cord. What's it? I don't know. A piece of rope or some type of material. I don't know exactly. It doesn't say more than this. B'mashicha, some type of sealing
additive.
The law is to me now becomes a cheer and it's mekabel tumas midros. Okay, we're done. Okay, we're good. You good? You're going too slow. I want to finish because I want to do other Mishnais. I want to know other Mishnais. So Asla. What's for Asla? Asla, let's look at the pictures. So Asla looks like a stand. And have in the hall, that stand, that easel. An
hold
easel?
The hold to
is that you cover it up? Is that you pronounce it?
The hold to cover it up?
Liha covered. Is that how you pronounce it? An easel?
Yes.
Easel. Okay, you have an easel. Roichav tefach. Look, it's on the top. There's a frame. It's a tefach. Okay, the one in the hall does not have a rechav tefach. Okay, lemeskeres habarzel mechabim oid hamishamish liyeshiva. So lemeskeres, let's see. For aslam mukeves mi base moishav of osli barzel. It's made from abarzel. The base moishav is made from metal. Okay.
Not really.
It says here it is. Rechav tefach. It says here ha'aslo mukeves mi base moishav from a frame. A frame osui barzel. So it seems to indicate that either just the very top or the entire thing is made from barzel. It's made from iron. Okay? Expensive easel. Most easels you buy today in the store, they're made from wood, they're made from plastic. Who could afford to buy an easel made from metal? But here we have one. The mascaris a barzel to the mascaris to the barzel, or we connect leather, okay, to make it even more expensive. There's a leather, a metal frame, and then we have leather. Hamashamesh liyeshiva, which is used for sitting, there's a neka b'yamsa. We use it for sitting. Who's going to sit there and down on top of it? Okay, let's see. Ha'asla mishameshesh l'deshev olecha b'beis hakise. Oh!
Finally, you got what you were looking for.
Okay, yeah, so it's obviously it looks a little bit too tall, but I don't know. I guess okay. And it's leather, and there's a little bit, there's a hole there. So this is a kisei. Barehi mekabelus tuma midras. This tumas midras. You sit down upon it. The tumas meis. The chain shor tumas k'moy kol tuma midras shemekabel gam shor tumas k'mavur b'nidra pergvav mishlagim ol mishnachrin b'tferes shol. Mavur b'mishlagim servin shor asla. So asla basically means a toilet. Okay, a toilet. Rechava tefach, v'rechav tefach, sh'asta rechav tefach, rechav tefach, hanekev shebe'im tzisa, v'asla rechav tefach, v'rechav tefach, rechav tefach, v'rechav hanekev shebe'im tzisa, reva tefach, it's a quarter of a tefach, reva tefach. All inside is a quarter of a tefach, it means one finger. How can it be so small? A shlish tefach al shlish tefach. It's a very small hole. Bizarre, huh? It's a very small hole. Let's see. Perishahar. Let's say the leather fell off. Here we have the asla. The leather fell off, and now we have just a big hole on top. So let's see. Or ha asla royal lemalachlo yikimukaidem. The leather is still functional.
Could be used for what?
Let's see. Ali adai royal lemalachlo yikimukaidem. The leather is still functional. Al barzel asla lehanichoi. Al barzel asla mibli lechabroi ulishtabish boikach. Okay, you always can use it. It's recyclable. Habarzel anyway lishiva el adayin who royal is tashmishimachem. Okay, this the way it is right now, when this falls off, when the leather falls off, it's not functional. It's not functional, it's no longer going midras. Adayin who royal the tashmishimachem, the harazim kimikabul utama who kumataches. You can use it as an easel. You can take this and you can put it in the hole. Now you understand why. That's what it says here. A dayin or asla, this part is always functional. The asla is always functional. You can use it on another one, it says. But this has no function anymore. You can put things on. You can use it as a toilet now, but you can use it. You can put something on top of it. You can put a sign on top of it.
Okay, we got it.
I can't get over this. This is amazing. This is such a Musar Haskam.
It was worth getting up this morning.
Yeah, it was.
Good.
This is such a Musar Haskam.
Go ahead, let's go.
I want to go show this to people now.
Good. To show it to you, tell me today.
I can't say this to them. I have to make believe that I'm serious.
Okay.
So let's see. We have, is that any more pictures? Yeah, we have more pictures. Okay, now we have a traskel, shechiba, or a traskel. Traskel is a basket, which you have covered. We have a lot of pictures, which you have covered over here with. Oh my gosh, so many. That's
a lot of pictures. Uh-oh. You better cut to this part.
Okay, we got a lot of pictures over here until we get to the end. Until we get to the end of the Mishnah. Ooh, okay, let's try very quickly. Let's get a traskel. Okay, traskel is a basket. Okay, quick. Traskel shechipuyav shalar. We have a basket which covered with leather. Let's see. Oisim bosses kalua me'anpei arava. Okay, here's the here's the base. What we're going to do is we're going to make a basket, a traskel. The traskel has six sides. Okay, six sides.
One, two, three, four, five,
and then the cover.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the bottom. What's the bottom? Like a sukkah. How many sides does a sukkah have? Sukkah. The Gemara says they have to have six sides, four walls, a floor, and a ceiling. Okay, a sukkah has to have a floor also. If you don't have a floor, you just have a big pit. It's not a sukkah. You have to have a floor. Okay, so you have six sides. What's the bottom? The bottom is made from arava, willow. Oisim bosses. You make a bosses, a foundation for the traskel. Kalu, that's been woven for arava. For who hanikra kan traskel. Okay, the bottom is called a traskel.
What is the whole utensil called?
A traskel.
And the bottom is called a traskel?
The whole utensil is called after the bottom. The bottom is the ikar.
It's like the sukkah, the whole thing is after
the floor top. Is, right, this is the bottom. The traskel is the bottom, the foundation. Okay, now it's made, what is it made? It's made from a lulav. Like you take the lulav, you shake the lulav, you take the branches, and you make it into a...
They make them right after the yantar.
They take it from everyone?
Yeah.
The traskel, they make it from the traskel. Okay, that's the bottom. Now, we have your frame. Oisim kli kibel me'ar. Now, this frame is made from leather. You notice the texture?
Very leather.
Leather. Hatraskel manuach bekarkos akliv ha'or mishamish loy kichipui. It's called the chip. Remember, we learned the chipui is always the sides. Remember the college here, we call the side the chipuyav. The chipuyav is the side. Remember the college here?
Sure.
The college here, look, here's the college here. This is called the chipuyav. The chazir in the mishnais?
Yeah, sure.
Remember this? Nitul chipuyav, the sides. 1, 2, 3, the chipuyav, the sides of the chipuyav. So here we have the sides. The sides are always called the chipuyav. I don't know what that means. Lahanik means Yitzivus, means a firm foundation. I think it means you make it like this to make a firm foundation. Have leather sides in order to make the bottom should be firm. Let's go further. Hatraskel mishamish kli kibul makabel tomas mace kli kibul. It's a regular kli kibul. It's a tray. Okay, you serve food. You want to bring out some delicious food to the dining room table to the people that are sitting there. So you bring it on a traskel. Good. It's a tray that's made from a wicker bottom, marava, and it has four walls. Now. Upside down. Ooh, look at that. Sometimes, now I don't know why the texture is like this. Why is he making the texture like this? I don't understand. I don't know why, but he's saying that sometimes you turn upside down. Are you with me, sir?
I'm trying to listen what you're saying.
You take this and you turn it upside down.
For what reason?
To sit down upon. Okay. You want to sit down, you want a stool. Okay, so now when you turn it upside down, what does this become? This becomes a tumas midras. Next.
But why can't I sit on such a thing? We said before, not all flat things you can sit on.
Well, this you do sit on. This, the derech, it all depends on what the derech is.
What does a traskin do? What do you use a traskin for?
For two things. You use it as a tray when you use it right side up.
Right.
And when you use it upside down, you use it as a chair.
Sure.
That's what it says.
Okay.
Okay, now. 687. Perish ha'or tamei midras v'atraskel tar miklum. We have ha'or b'loy atraskel shebekarkis roi the or, the leather.
Just the leather without the reed inside of it. Here's the traskin. Here's the or.
Wait, maybe there's leather in here. Let's see. Ha'or b'loy atraskel, the leather without the traskel shebekarkos. Or the leather, without the traskel, royal the shamish la midras vahareze tamei mes. Ha traskel ain't a royal yeshiva mibneishu who kasha. It's hard. Umechupas. Oh, so I think what he's saying over here is I think there's more to it. He didn't really show this well. Now I understand it better.
Okay.
You have the leather underneath also. The whole traskel is you have here this wicker.
Right.
This wicker, and
inside.
Then goes inside.
Right.
So that's what it means. Near shoyes maklib klib zuzu kedel lahanik lahar karkos yitzivus. In order to make the frame, the bottom part of the leather, there's leather on the bottom also. There's leather on the bottom,
good.
And there's leather on the four sides.
Good.
But it sags. It sags.
In order to keep the shape.
In order to keep the shape, you put in this wicker, this arava,
right.
As a platform.
Good.
And then what do? You turn upside down sometimes and you sit down upon it.
What?
Now, he goes on to say, let's say you would take this out. You would take out the you take it out. So he says over here.
Only this. You still can sit on this.
Or the leather. If you take here, you took it out. We took it out. Or below atraskel, shebe karki. So you take it out.
Royal shevis.
So you can sit down and turn upside down. Lemidras. It's Tamei Midras. Hatraskel, but just taking out this arava, ain't a royal yeshiva.
Right.
You can't sit down upon it. Maybe because who kosh, it's hard. Umechuspas. I do not know what that means. The ain the chain ain't a royal lekibol. But neish ain't loy the finals. There are no walls. Varehu tar meklum. So just the thing inside. The thing inside is not there's no function whatsoever, because it's not a receptacle, and it's not a chair.
Correct.
Because it's too hard, too splintery to sit upon.
Correct.
It's only when you take this and put it inside does it have a function.
Correct.
Ha'ara, observation. Harav kosav shatraskel in a royal yeshiva mibnei because it's small. Pitraskal, the reason why this has no function is because it's too small, which is mashma. If it's very big, then you can use it for something. Then you can use it as a mat. You can lie down.
So what do you call it, mat? Beach mat.
The kasha, the imkain, b'nei ma'ar roy liyashiva, harei eno yigod liyoser, v'ram kosa.
And also, it's not big enough.
It's not big. Okay, so these are the kasha. Ram kosa will be tzi, like with the picture. Okay, so we got these pictures. Now let's go weiter. Let's now go weiter. We're running out of time. Let's see over here. Safsalin. We have some benches. Sheb merchatz in the bathhouse. Oh, like in the mikvah. Yeah, you go to the mikvah, they always have wood benches. Ushtei regalav shleitz, they have two different pieces of wood, tar, tamei, achas shleitz, yachas shleitz, and tar. So we have a mikvah chair, let's see, moishav hafsavsul, also mishayish, marble, ooh, fancy mikvah.
Corner, that place.
Okay, marble, a marble moishav, to sit down upon. It's marble. And the two supporting pieces are made from wood. Regalav ha'etz tameos, midras lefi shehein, misham shoyz, es ha'yeshiva shehein, safsul b'li raglayim. So the two pieces differ from tamei midras. Moshe safsul.
Even the bottom part gets tamei.
Tamei, right. And what about the top part? It's also,
of
I guess,
course.
Well, it's a marble.
What's trying to say is that...
Moshe.
Sure.
Who says metal wood becomes stone doesn't become tamei? Even if it's a base kibble, even if it's base kibble, I call them. Moishav asafsul also mishayish. Hamoishav tohar. No, it's tohar. A stone is tohar even if it is, even if it's a receptacle for
really?
That mistake.
Really?
Yes.
How can this
the wood? Because the wood is a receptacle.
But I'm not sitting on the wood. I'm sitting
doesn't
on
matter.
The marble.
The wood is supporting. That's what the Mishnah is being mechadesh.
What do we say? Leaning on it is something.
It's part of the process. Sitting part of the process.
Terminology that you lean on it. Remember with the Sela we talked about.
Oh, that was the Evan Mesama. The Evan Mesama.
Is that
stone.
The same idea?
No, the Evan Mesama, the stone does not become Tamei. The thing underneath the stone becomes Tamei.
I'm saying so.
Oh, if you
time.
Want to say it's the Evan Mesama. But Evan Mesama is not where you're sitting. Evan Mesama is you're applying your weight. Evan Mesama, no, it's not the same.
Sitting, no.
It's not the same. I don't think it's the same. I don't believe so. Maybe you're right. I don't know. Let's see. Moshev asavs losin mishayish marble. Moshev harukidin nikol kolkul yevin. Raglov ha'etz mitmeis midras lefi shein misham shes esar shishiv v'shein safsul b'li the misham shes yeshiv v'shein safsul b'li t'reglaim. There is no such thing as a bench without legs. Okay. Moshev asavs losin mishayish made from marble. Reglachas asuim one leg is made from stone. One leg is made from stone. Regalachas asumi, it's made from wood. Af ragal zutos, even this. So only time the two legs are going to become tame is when there are two legs.
That to be two wooden legs.
Two. But if it's only one, then one leg is tar. Let's see. Af shamo yishav raglam him kli, even though it's all one zach.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, achelik o'evin, the part of the stone.
Hamosh?
Chelik Evan, which the Moshe, the part you sit down upon, in the Kavutuma. In Kavutuma, but the Chelik, it's the wood of Rulai in the Kavutuma. So yes, by regular, only one leg, shall Evan, regular, shall eight, nechshav, kuloi, kesav, shall Evan, we consider one chair of stone, the Kuloi in the Kavutuma. Stone, a stone chair, a stone bench, a stone table is not the Kavutuma. I wish Nachroin, the Betama, shall Dover. Okay, next. Hanar son, Sheva Merchot, Sheshogmon. When in the world is that? Let's see the picture. Would you know all this without the pictures?
No way.
Achelik the shagmon es pnei hanesodim v'gam heim maspik ovim u'uyim leishiv aleihem nesodim shemunachim al ritzbas beis hamerchatz. On the floor is hamerchatz v'yochol amon aleihem kesheroitze lishmor atzma mitinuf hamayim from the dirty water, Sha'al Ritzba Samerchatz. It's like you go to Schmidman's and they put down towels on the floor. Okay? There's water. It's slippery. Mm-hmm. It's slippery and there's dirty water on the floor. You don't have any if you have open wounds on your foot. Let's say you have some open infection on your foot. If you're going to step on the floor, you're going to get an infection from dirty water. Chas v'shalom, you get hepatitis. All these other things, people don't go to the mikveh because of this problem, because it's not clean enough. People are very sensitive, very big problem. So here they put boards, they put that wood on the floor. You see this puddle? There's a puddle in the mikveh. There's a puddle in the mikveh, puddle over here. Ritzbas ha-merchatz, the floor of the merchatz, rutuv, it's moist. Mimei ha-rechitza, from dirty water. People are washing themselves. Hayoitzen. So you don't want to step in dirty water, so they put it over here like a mat. It's a mat. It's a mat made from wood. So let's see over here. It's over here. The picture over here is... The main function of this piece of wood is to stand upon in order not to get dirt, to get filthy. You can sit down upon it occasionally. Sometimes you don't care. You want to sit down upon it. The ritzva is dry. You've smoothed the surface of the boards. That's what you do.
That's how you can.
Right. That's how you prepare it to sitting down on. The gam lepam yoshimulam, you sit down upon it. Hare elu mekablam tumas midras olechachamim holtzens veikron lo nasul yeshiva el lam relem kidei lo shmatzma mitinuf enem nachshom leklima shalosh el lo kiritz pasamechatz. Machloikis, are these boards, do they have potential to be mekabel tumas midras? According to Rabbi Akiva, the answer is yes, since occasionally you do sit down upon them and they have been smooth for this function. Yes, they can become tumas midras. According to the Chamim, that's not their primary function. Their primary purpose, tachlis, is to stand upon in order not to get dirty. Clear?
It's a bell.
Okay, next. Ta'ara. Observation. Lashon Rav. Bnei Adam Yoshim Hashem, they sit down over there. Kedesh lo yitanfu mimei hamerchatzois. Hayoitzim. People, they sit down there. They sit on it. In order not to get dirty, mimei hamerchatzois hayoitzim from the dirty water. There's a difficulty. What do we care why they sit down on it? So why is he asking, why is the Rav telling us why people sit down upon the boards? The Rosh Kosaf, the Iker Yasyosin Shiyamayim Holchem Tachtehem, have a platform. The Alpidiv Harosh near Levi Kemosha Bitsir, the Ulai Kavanosa Harav, Bene Adam Yoshim Sham Kadesh Lo Yitan from the America. Okay, I don't really know. Okay, let's not.
That's why it's tarred. If you sit on this, is it?
No, that's Machlaikis. That is the Machlaikis. According to the Rabbi Kiva, it's Tomei. Because they're meant occasionally for sitting upon.
Right.
And according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not made for sitting upon.
It's made for the water.
Right. More picture. Kan kilin sheyesh ba base kabolas koisos tmeos. Okay, what is this? This looks like a barbecue. Barbecue. Yeah. We have over here. Nikve Hareshes is metal. Gedoyel Yosef Mimoytz Rimayin, more than a Rimayin. This is a metal basket.
Mm.
You see those metal plates?
Mm.
And they have big, big openings.
Yeah.
And those openings are larger than the size of a pomegranate.
Mm.
So what is the law? Hakankane Mishameshes La'oshan. So the Kankane Mishameshes La'oshan B'Seicha B'Godim La'ashen B'Seicha B'Godim. You smoke out. What do we use this metal basket for? We use this basket to smoke out
to smoke out
the bed bugs. The bed bugs. They once did it over here in the dormitory. They had bed bugs. Yeah, more than once. They smoked them out. They make the temperature. They bring these massive heaters. They close the sprinklers, and they raise the temperature like to 200 degrees. And they burn them out. It's very hot in there.
You weren't learning
it? No, recently. Like 2 years ago, I was here in the summer. I was learning the room in the summer. I smoked them out. They come with these big heaters. They take ice. They have special things, ice containers. And they flush up into the ceiling to make contact with the sprinklers. So the sprinklers, they keep cold with ice. They turn on these heaters, and it gets there 200-300 degrees. Hot, like an oven in there. And they keep it like that for a period of time, and all those bed bugs, they go to a better place. Okay, so that's the bed bug. Okay, okay. Now that's now you're doing with the bug. Now I don't think they're doing it to get bed bugs. I think they're doing it because they want to give it an aroma. They want to give, they want to give. They want to make the clothing smell the delicious fragrance. Right? A fresh smell. New car smell. Okay, you have a new car smell in the clothing.
From the smoke?
From the incense. Okay, look at the bottom. Let's see. Milamedes. I say oisim mikanim. Oh, it's made from wood. I'm sorry, I thought it was made from metal. It's not made from metal, it's made from reeds. Zimoyros Rosha Shayesh Law Defanos Kavos. It's made from reeds, wooden reeds and twigs, or rashes and net. Shayesh Law Defanos, which has walls, Kavos, high walls. Milamedes, Oisano Amishna Shekan Kanim Nechshavos Klikli Kibul. This is called a receptacle, even though the holes are larger than a pomegranate. That's how it was made. That's tamei. So again, you're doing this over here, I guess, to give fragrance. Okay? We're not doing this to get rid of the bugs. Are you with me?
Yep.
Okay, next. The asuya kikaveres tohara, kikaveres, like a beehive. Kankanim also kikaveres, ain't no shulaim, there's no bottom. Look, there's no bottom. And over here, mavirim gecholim alakarka, betachtes akankan. You put some fragrance, incense, on the bottom, you light it up. And then you put the shmata, you put over your garment on top. Parsim olav beget la'ashnoi. So this is tahira. So there are two different ways to give fragrance to a garment. You can put the garment inside and put the incense on the bottom. Or they have this option, where you have this type of basket which has nothing on the bottom, and you put over here incense, and on the top you spread a garment, and the incense goes up. So this is tamei, because this is a base kibble, this tamei because no base kibble. Okay, we're out of time. We have to chazer this mishnah tomorrow with the Rav. Okay?
You don't want to chazer?
No, I have to go daven now.
How many minutes?